Welcome to another episode with L'Enfant Yvon. It's not me, it's them. Is that working for you? Seriously. Tired of life, feeling like a game, you're rigged to lose? Let's expose the sneaky ways we blame everyone but ourselves, and how to break the sabotage cycle, which is the self. Time to take back life. Like an assembly, line gone a bit wrong. Okay. Honesty time. Ever screwed something up and before you could blink, had the perfect excuse lined up? Traffic was insane. Your coworkers, an idiot. The dog ate your to-do list. I'm so guilty of this. But lately, I've been thinking, is living in this excuse factory actually serving me? Turns out, there is science behind why we are masters of deflection. Let's unpack this mess. Look, nobody enjoys admitting they messed up. Our brains are wired to protect our egos, and sometimes that means shifting the blame outwards. Psychologists call this an external focus of control. Basically, feeling like everything bad that happens is someone else's fault or just cosmic bad luck. Well, all the illusions from our own factory, called mind. Problem is, this mindset traps us. What about mind opening? Might this be the way? Have you ever tried? Or just pretended and spoken about, I have an open mind. But then you're caught up in your mindset. I let you choose which one fits you best. Anyhow, if we never own the mistakes which are ours, how can we learn from them? It's like being stuck on level 1 of a video game because you keep blaming the controller. Does that make any sense to you? Here is the thing. Most of us don't realize about this blame game. Why should we? The self is so wired that it plays you over and over again without you recognizing it at all. It's not just about who gets the detention slip. Chronically dodging accountability has a nasty ripple effect. Eroded confidence. If you never truly see that you can succeed, because failure is always external, then how can you break this pattern? Strained relationships. Imagine how delightful it is to be around someone who's never at fault. I mean that. This damages trust, whether it's friends, partners, or coworkers. And that's the game we play of perfection, which no one even suits close to it. Once you look very, very detailed, meticulously close and investigate. But why waste that time? Just missed opportunities. While you're busy whining about the unfairness of the universe, guess what? Life is happening instead. So what is it? Is it the universe or is it you? I let you choose. That feeling of being powerless isn't some unfortunate side effect. It's the whole goal of the excuse factory from your mind. Break the cycle by spotting the sabotage, realizing it is your mind. Simple reality check. Don't go and search too far. Look just right in front of you, especially inwards, what's going on. But can you? Are you free enough to look at that? Or are you so locked up by your mindset? Well, if you wish, you might flip the script. Suddenly, the power of accountability takes place. And that's when you own it. Not before. Not by a how-to. Not by a method. Not even if someone gives you the hand. It can only be realized through your own. How the self keeps playing you over and over again. If you choose to accept that, is when transformation happens. Otherwise, ignorance has never led anyone towards freedom. And you know what I mean, because otherwise you would be, wouldn't you? Give this podcast a 5-star rating, follow, subscribe, and share it with someone you think is at the same spot as you are. Au revoir, and to the next one. And by the way, check out all the links below. Why? Why not?